Saeed. Now,
Mahmoud Saeed.
Yeah. We're going to talk today about one of the miracles that Peter and John, the first Christians, did.
امروز بخواهم در باره یکی از معجزاتی که پتروس و یوحنا از اولین مسیحیان هستن انجام
دادن.
یک معجزه است که خداوند انجام داد به وسیله اونها. کاری که میخواهم انجام بدم اینه که توضیح بدم که چگونه معجزات کار
میکنم.
چگونه خداوند به وسیله ماها معجزه انجام میده.
How many people here have experienced a miracle from God themselves or seen it in somebody else?
چند نفر اینجا یک معجزه رو توسط خودش در خودش توسط خدا یا در خودش انجام شده یا توسط در کسی دیگه دیدن؟
There's a few, quite a few. That's praise God. Who here would like to see more miracles?
کی اینجا میخواد معجزه بیشتری ببینه؟
Well, this is one of my favorite miracles.
این یکی از معجزات خدای منه.
This is to just give you the background.
بذارید من بهتون پیش اطلاعات بیشتری بدم.
Peter and John had been Jesus' disciples. They'd been traveling around with him.
پتروس و یوحنا از شاگردان عیسی بودن با او به سفر می‌رفتن.
And wherever Jesus went, he would heal people.
به هر جا که مسیح میرفت اون شفا میداد مردم.
Many many people were healed by Jesus.
خیلی خیلی مردم زیادی توسط مسیح شفا
میداد. And his disciples were watching.
و این شاگردان نگاه میکردن.
And after a while, Jesus sent out 12 of them.
و بعد از مدتی خداوند مسیح 12 تا از اونها فرستاد.
He said, "I give you authority to heal, to preach, and to cast out demons."
او گفتم به شما مسئولیت این رو میدم که شفا بدید، موعظه بکنید و از شریر برهانید.
They seen Jesus do it and then they went out and did it themselves.
اونا دیده بودن مسیح این کار انجام میده و حالا خودشون پسند.
And they came back and they were very excited.
و خیلی هیجان زده شدن.
Because of all that God was doing through them.
به خاطر همین کاری که خداوند به وسیله اون انجام میده.
And then later Jesus sent out 72 of his disciples.
و بعداً مسیح 72 نفر از شاگردانش رو
فرستاد.
و به اونها مسئولیت داد.
To heal, to preach, and to cast out demons.
که شفا بدهند، موعظه بکنند و از شریر برهان.
And they went out and they preached and they did all this that Jesus told them.
اونها رفتن و موعظه کردن همه کاری که مسیح بهشون گفت انجام دادن.
Just imagine the first time they were praying for someone that they've never done it before.
تصور کنید اولین باری که اونا برای یه نفر دعا کردن وقتی هیچ وقت انجام ندادن.
Jesus told me to heal the sick. I'm going to pray for this child.
و مسیح به من گفته که مریض رو شفا بده. من میخوام این مریض.
And then they see the miracle, the child is healed, and they think, that's amazing.
و بعد میبینم معجزه رو که مریض شفا پیدا کرده و میگن و
Jesus did it. And now God is working through me as well.
مسیح کار انجام داده، حالا خداوند داره توسط من کار انجام داده.
Anyway, the 72 went back and they were just so excited.
و خیلی هیجان زده بودن و بالا پایین
می‌رفتن. And Jesus said, I saw Satan fall from heaven when you were like lightning, he said, while you were doing that.
خداوند میگه من اون رو مثل همانند یک سایه از آسمان فرستادم زمانی که شما این کار رو کردید.
Now the question is, what was going to happen after Jesus left them?
بعد از اون که چه اتفاقی خواهد بیفته بعد از اینکه مسیح اونا رو گذاشت رفت.
He'd shown them miracles.
به اونا معجزه نشون
داد. He taught them how to minister.
بهشون یاد داد که چه
کاری کنند. They sent them out and they did the same things.
و اونا رو فرستاد که همین کار رو انجام بدن.
But what was going to happen when he was gone?
بعد از چه اتفاقی خواهد بیفته وقتی اون رفته؟
Maybe it was all finished.
شاید همش تموم شده باشه.
But no, that's not what happened.
ولی نه، این اتفاقی افتاد نبود.
Jesus said, wait until power comes upon you.
مسیح گفت صبر کنید تا زمانی که قدرت بر شما بیاید.
And on the day of Pentecost, the power of God came on the disciples.
بعد از روز پنتیکاست قدرت خداوند بر اونها نازل شد.
And it says that God did great miracles through the apostles, through Jesus' followers.
و اینجا گفته که مسیح معجزات خیلی شگفت‌انگیزی انجام داد به وسیله شاگردان خودش.
It says many wonderful many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles.
میگه که خیلی معجزات و کارهای شگفت‌انگیز انجام شده داده شد توسط اون شاگردان.
So this ministry of miracles continued in the church.
و این قضاوت همین معجزات همینطوری ادامه پیدا کرد.
And actually Jesus said to his disciples, he says, you'll do greater miracles than me.
و مسیح بهش گفت شما حتی معجزات بزرگتری انجام میدید نسبت به
And let's just have a look at what happens in this story. This was a man who was a beggar.
یک مردی گدایی بود.
He's sitting by the road. And he's asking for money. Do you have beggars in Iran? You do.
Yeah.
The government doesn't put them all in prison. We don't have many beggars here. We have some. Sometimes you see people begging, but not very many.
ما خیلی چیزی نداریم. بعضی هستن، ولی خب خیلی نیست.
And when you're a beggar, most people just walk straight past.
و وقتی شما گدا هستید، مردم اصلا کم تو رد میشن.
The beggar says, give me money, and everyone just goes, just walks past.
گدا میگه من پول بدین، صدقه بدین، ولی خب همه مکان رو شد.
So this man, he was disabled. He couldn't walk from when he was born.
این مرد فلج بود از زمان تولد نمیتونست راه بره.
People had to carry him there every day.
مردم مجبور بودن اونو هم بکنن تا ببرن اونجا هر روز.
He had one spot, it was his spot.
یه جایی بود که جای اون بود.
And he was there every day.
و هر روز هم اونجا بود.
So everyone who went to the temple, they knew this guy.
و هر کسی که میرفت به اون معبد اون بیدار میشد.
They'd all seen him there, unable to move, begging.
همه دیده بودنش که نمیتونه حرکت کنه پیدایی کنه.
Do you think many of them talked to him?
فکر کنید خیلی باش بود صحبت کردن.
Had a conversation, how's your day going there, Mr. Becker?
تا به باشید چطی داشتن.
Probably not.
چطور احتمالاً.
They were just going to worship. Maybe they gave him 20 cents and in they went.
میرفتن دعاشون میکردن شاید هم بود ایستد بهشون.
Now this man, it says, was more than 40 years old.
میگن این مرد بالای 40 سال سنش.
And he couldn't walk from when he was born.
و از زمان تولد نمیتونست راه بره.
So that means he never used his legs.
این یعنی که هیچ وقت حالا از پاش استفاده نکرد.
He would have had no muscles at all.
هیچ ماهیچه نمیتونست داشته باشه.
His bones would have been completely kind of not working.
استخوناش اینجوری باید کاملا اصلا قابل
استفاده. And his whole legs would have been completely underdeveloped. Because if you don't use something, it doesn't work anymore.
و کلن اون ساختار پاش باید پیشرفت نکرده بوده باشه از زمان تولد چون که نمیتونست راه بره ازش.
Some years ago one of my sons, he was skating and he broke his arm.
چند سال پیش یکی از پسران من داشت اسکیت بازی میکرد افتاد دست شکست.
He went to hospital and they put a cast on his arm.
و اون رفتش بیمارستان دست شکست گرفت.
Actually it was a good day because his brother was there and he saw that and he said, I want to be a doctor.
روز خیلی خوبی بود نظر من چون برادرش اونجا بود در اون دیگه برادرش اونجا
بود. And he's the doctor, he became a doctor.
و الان به دکتر شد.
Anyway, my son had broke his arm and then when the cast was taken off, the arm was weak.
و پسر هم دستش که از وقتی که اچه خواستان باز کنن دستش خیلی ضعیف بود.
It wasn't strong as it was before.
دیگه مثل ثابت قدی هم بود.
Has anyone ever had that experience?
سابه کسی اینجا این سابه
هم. A few of you, yeah. And then you have to do exercises to get the strength back in your arm.
بعد دوباره شما تمرین می‌کنید که دوباره اون قوت رو برگیرید.
And our son, even two years later, his arm was not as strong.
ولی پسر من دوباره بعد از حتی با اینکه تمرین می‌کرد دو سال بعد هنوز اون قوت.
You imagine if you've never used your legs, and you've no muscles, you know everything is messed up. You couldn't do anything with your legs.
تصور کنید اصلا از وقت تولد از پاتون استفاده نکردید اصلا تمرین نیستی شدتی نداری تولدش بگیر نکردید.
You've seen a baby. It takes a while for a baby to learn to walk.
یه بچه دیدید یه مدت طول می‌کشه براش تولد.
They fall over. They get up again. They fall over.
بله میشه دوباره میوفته دوباره بله میشه.
That's because the brain is changing.
بخاطر اینکه مغز داره.
As the baby walks.
همینطور که بچه راه میره.
The brain gets wired for walking.
مغز تربیت میشه برای راه رفتن.
It's the brain that's learning to walk as well as the legs.
پس این مغزی که داره یاد میگیره که چجوری راه بره.
So not only were this man's legs wrecked, he had no brain for walking.
پس نه تنها که قدرت فیزیکیشو نداشت بلکه مغزش هم آماده نبود.
Even if he had legs, he didn't know how to walk.
حتی اگر پاهای سالم باشه نمیدونست چطوری راه بره.
If he tried to walk and he had legs, he would have fallen over like a baby.
اگر که پا داشت و سعی میکرد راه بره میافتاد زمین مثل بچه.
So there's absolutely no way that someone like that could walk, could stand up and walk.
پس هیچ راهی نداره که یه نفر مثل اون بتونه همطوری بلند شه و راه
بره. Even if your legs were good, if you hadn't used them for 40 years, you couldn't walk.
حتی اگه پاهاتون سالم باشه 40 سال ازش استفاده نکنی یه بو بلند شه نمیتونی.
When the astronauts go up into space, they're in zero gravity.
وقتی که فضانوردان میان به فضا در جاذبه صفر قرار دارن.
They don't need to walk, they just bounce off the walls and just float around.
اجازه ندارن راه برن فقط میپرن در دیوار و چی میگن.
And if they've been there for a few months, they come back to Earth again, it's hard for them to walk, everything's weak.
و وقتی چند ماهی توی فضا هستن بعد برمیگردن به کره زمین یه خورده سخته که راه برن.
Calcium goes out of their bones, their muscles get really small.
Calcium از پاهاشون خارج میشه، استخوان‌هاشون کوچیک میشه.
But look at this miracle.
ولی این معجزه نگاه کنید.
When this man is healed, he gets up and he starts walking.
وقتی که این مرد شفا پیدا میکنه، بلند میشه و شروع میکنه راه رفتن.
Not only does he start walking, he starts jumping.
نه تنها که شروع میکنه راه رفتن، بلکه
praising
God. و خداوند رو جلال میده.
So Peter and John are walking into the temple.
پس پتروس و یوحنا دارن
and this man is jumping and leaping and praising God and he's dancing all around them as they're going into the temple.
و اون مرد داره میپره بالا پایین و خدا رو پرستش میکنه و
must have been quite exciting.
خیلی با هیجان‌انگیز
باشه. Really incredible day.
واقعا شگفت‌انگیز.
Now it says the apostles did many miracles.
میگه که اینجا شاگردان خیلی معجزات انجام دادن.
But they mentioned this one.
ولی این رو عنوان کردن.
Because thousands of people knew this man.
به خاطر اینکه هزاران نفر این مرد رو میشناختن.
They'd seen him there so many times.
خیلی اینو دیده بود.
And so many people would know his know that he was crippled and he couldn't walk.
و خیلی هم می‌دونستن که اون فلج نمی‌تونه.
So it was just incredible that he was able to do that.
پس این شگفت‌انگیزه که اون قادر بود این کار رو انجام بده.
This is what Jesus does.
این کاریه که مسیح انجام بده.
He takes a broken life.
اون یه زندگی خراب رو برمیده.
And he makes us well again.
و دوباره درستش می‌کنه.
It's beautiful.
زیباست.
I've seen many miracles of answers to prayer.
من خیلی معجزات دیدم در پاسخ به دعا.
And I've heard even more miracles from people who I know.
و از حتی از کسایی که میشناسم هم دو معجزه بیشتری دیدم.
The blind seeing, the disabled walking.
نابینا میبینه و فلج بلند میشه.
These things are the same today. Jesus is the same today, yesterday and forever.
این چیزا امروز هم همینطوریه. مسیح دیروز یکی بوده، امروز همونه، فردا هم خواهد.
Sadly, there are some Christians who don't know that God does these things anymore.
متأسفانه بعضی مسیحیان هستن که نمیدونن که خداوند هنوز هم این کارو انجام میده.
Sometimes you'll meet Christians, maybe in Australia, that have never seen a miracle or even really heard about God.
بعضی وقتا مسیحیان رو میبینید توی استرالیا که تا حالا نه معجزه دیدن، نه تنها قرار شنیدن.
But I believe God is just in works in the same way today as you.
ولی من باور دارم که خداوند دقیقاً همونطوری هست که در
As it says in the Bible, nothing is impossible for God.
از همونطور که توی انجیل میگه هیچ چیز برای خداوند غیر ممکن.
The question is, why does God do this and how does it happen?
سوال اینه که چرا خداوند این کارو انجام میده و چگونه اتفاق میفته؟
Let's have a look carefully at this story.
بیاید یک بار قشنگ نگاه کنیم به داستان.
The first thing to see is this man is not actually asking for healing.
ما چیزی که می‌بینیم اینه که این مرد در از شفا نمی‌خواد.
He doesn't say please heal me.
این نمیگه که لطفا من شفا بده.
He's not looking to be healed.
دنبال شفا پیدا کردن نیست.
Actually, it was his living. He made money out of being unable to walk.
من اصلا کار کسبیش نبود.
As soon as he started walking, he lost his job.
وقتی شروع میکنه همون لحظه شروع میکنه به راه رفتن همون لحظه شغلش از دست
And so he's just sitting there.
همونجا نشسته.
And he says to Peter and John, "Can I have some money?"
و پتروس و یوحنا میگه که میشه به من.
And Peter says, "I haven't got any money."
پتروس میگه من پول ندارم.
But what I have is this.
ولی چیزی که دارم اینه.
Get up and walk.
بلند شو راه برو.
Now then what happens is really interesting.
و بعد اتفاقی میفته خیلی جالب.
Actually, just before that, Peter said, "Look at me, look at me."
در واقع ضربش پیتر پتروس بهش میگه که من نگاه کن، من نگاه کن.
Because you know, often a beggar doesn't look at you.
به خاطر اینکه اغلب اون گدا تو چشم
نگاه کن. They just sit there. Can I have some money? You know, they don't look at you always.
برای اونجا میشینن سرشون رو پایین میگن به من پول بده.
Why don't they look at you?
چرا نگاه نمی‌کنن؟
Because so many people don't welcome being looked at. They don't want you to look at them. They're just getting past. So the person just sits there like this because he's ashamed.
به خاطر اینکه خیلی دوستان اگه بهش نگاه بکنن
and Peter said, look at me.
و این برای اون مایه شمساری و بعد پتروس
نگاه میکنه. So he's looking right in Peter's eyes.
و بعد درست به چشمای پتروس نگاه
میکنه. And Peter says, get up and walk.
و بعد پتروس بهش میگه بلند شو راه برو.
In the name of Jesus Christ, he says, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. And then Jesus took him by the hand. Sorry, not Jesus, Peter took him by the hand and he pulled him up. Now, if you were watching that happen, what would you be thinking?
حالا اگه شما داشتون نگاه میکردین
Peter goes over to this cripple and he starts to lift the cripple up.
میره به سمت فلج.
چیکار
داری میکنی؟ که چرا راه بره؟
But something incredible happens.
ولی یه اتفاق خیلی جالب میفته.
As he helps the man up, his legs start walking.
همینطور که اون مرد بلند میکنه پاهاش رو میکنه راه.
They become strong.
قوی میشه.
It's interesting, he's healed as he stands.
خیلی جالبه همینطور که بلند میشه شفا پیدا
میکنه. As he gets up, he's healed.
همون لحظه بلند میشه.
He's not healed and then he gets up.
این شفا پیدا نکرده بعد از اینکه بلند
میشه. He's healed as he gets up.
شفا پیدا میکنه همینطور که بلند میشه.
And so this amazing command, walk, becomes true. He can do it because he obeys the word of God.
و این به هر حال اتفاق میفته و به خاطر اینکه کلام خداست به واقعیت میپیونده.
Now, there's some really questions to ask about what happens in the story. How did Peter know what was going to happen? Do you think Peter just could heal anyone he wanted to? I don't think so. Actually, it says in one of the Gospels that even there were times when Jesus couldn't heal people.
بعضی وقتا جاهایی بودی که اصلا مسیح هم نمیتونستش.
When he visited his own town and people didn't believe because they thought they knew him, it says he could do no miracles, only a few miracles, because of their unbelief. So when he visited his own town,
وقتی که شهر خودش رو ملاقات کرد,
people thought they knew him.
مردم فکر کردن که او رو میشناسن.
And the Bible says that he could do no miracles or only a few because they disbelieved.
و انجیل میگه که نمیتونسته هیچ معجزه‌ای انجام بده بلکه از چند تا واسه کسانی که ایمان آوردن.
It never says in the Bible that the followers of Jesus can just heal anyone they want to.
هیچ در انجیل نمیگه که پیروان مسیح میتونستن همینطور کسی شفا بدن.
And in fact, there were times when Jesus went to a place with lots of sick people.
و در واقع زمانهایی هم بوده که مسیح رفته یه جایی پر از مردمان مریض.
But only one was healed.
ولی فقط یک نفر شفا بده.
There's a story like that in John's Gospel, chapter 5.
یه داستان شبیه این در بشارت یوحنا هست در باب 5.
He went one day, he went to a pool of water.
اون یه جایی که یه استخر پر از آبه.
It's in Jerusalem.
در اورشلیم.
And it's called Bethesda.
Bethesda.
There we go. And people used to lie around the pool when they were sick. And they believed that if the water was disturbed, that was an angel, and if they got in the water, they'd be healed. So you got all these people wanting a miracle. You had all these people who wanted a miracle. Jesus saw just one man
there.
And he said, do you want to get well? And the man said, I can't get in the pool. I can't walk. And Jesus said,
do you want to get well?
And the man said, I can't get in the pool. And then Jesus said, get up, pick up your mat and walk. And the man did, and he was healed. But Jesus doesn't say that Jesus healed everybody. Just this man. So I don't think Peter could just heal anyone he wanted. But if that's true, which I think it is, how do you know to say to this man, get up and walk? I think that's actually a sign of the work of the Holy Spirit in his heart. God was speaking to Peter. I believe the Spirit of Jesus Christ said to Peter, you go and tell that man to walk.
من فکر میکنم که روح القدس به پتروس گفته چه برو به مرد بگو بلند شو راهو.
So Peter's having this conversation with God.
پس پتروس داره این مکالمه رو با خدا انجام میده.
God, you told me to heal, to tell this man to walk. What if he doesn't?
خدا به تو من گفتی که برو به این مرد بگو بلند شو راه برو ولی نه نه چه؟
I'm pretty stupid.
من خیلی احمق به نظر میاد.
Maybe do you think you might have had that conversation? Have you had a conversation with God like that? God, you asked me to do this. I'm not pretty stupid. But I believe God spoke to Peter, and Peter had faith to say this to the man.
ولی من باور دارم که خداوند با پتروس این مکالمه رو داشت و پتروس هم انقدر ایمان داشت که این کار انجام بده.
Notice that Peter didn't pray for that.
نگاه کنید که چطوری پتروس برای اون مرد دعا نکرد.
He didn't say, God, please heal this man.
بهش نگفته چه خدای لطفا این مرد رو شفا بده.
He just said, walk.
رفت و گفت راه برو.
This is quite particular, isn't it?
این خیلی خاصه.
Other times he prayed for people.
در جای دیگه دعا کرد.
Sometimes Jesus prayed for people.
بعضی وقتا مسیح برای مرد دعا کرد.
But on this occasion he just had a word of command, a word of authority.
ولی در این کیس خاص اون فقط اون کلمه‌ای که
and that came out of the relationship that Peter had with God through the Holy Spirit.
برمی‌گرده به اون رابطه‌ای که پتروس با خداوند داشت از طریق
Peter is a man full of the Holy Spirit because of Pentecost.
پتروس یک مرد پر از روح القدس است به خاطر روز پنتکاست.
He's walking with the Spirit.
او داره با روح القدس
He has the gifts of the Spirit in his life. And God makes a decision as Peter's going there that he's going to heal this man. And so the Holy Spirit tells Peter to go over to him and tell him to walk. And because Peter knew the voice of the Lord,
he did it.
But there was a bit of a risk in doing that.
ولی یه خورده ریسکی بود.
As I said, he could look very silly.
چون میتونست خیلی مثل بیمارده به نظر.
And actually, faith is often like that.
و در واقع ایمان همیشه اونطوری نیست.
Taking a step of faith is often risky.
برداشتن یک قدم در ایمان خیلی ریسکی.
Risk. Is that a Persian word, risky? Fairly risky.
Yeah,
it is. Oh, you use it, risk. Right. R-I-S-K,
risk. Yeah. R-I-S-K, risk.
And that's, some people say that's how you spell faith. How do you spell the word faith?
Iman.
No, you spell it R-I-S-K. You want to explain?
Yeah. Bad of the ship has. Shall we read risk or spell me going? R-I-S-K, risk. و باید گفتش که پس چجوری؟
ایمان
فیس و ایمان رو سپل میکنیم R-I-S-K-A ریسک
So you remember that, how do you spell ایمان؟ You spell it R-I-S-K, risk
پس بیاد چه ماشه چگونه ایمان رو سپل میکنیم R-I-S-K-A ریسک
Right Now, the thing is, who is at risk when you step out with God?
حالا مسئله کسی اینه که کی اونجا تحت ریسکه
There's your reputation
شغلتتونه
What will people think of you
و مردم چه فکر میکنن
And this is God's reputation
و شغلت خداوند
What will people think of God
مردم چه فکر میکنن
For example, suppose you come to me and you ask me to pray for you Mark, please pray for me
مثلا برای مثال شما مثلا اینکه میگه پیش من میگه که مارک برای من
دعا کن
و من برای شما دعا میکنم.
And maybe you're healed, maybe you're not. Is God's reputation at risk if you're not healed? Will you think, oh, God doesn't love me, or, you know, God can't heal me? Will you feel sad about that?
پس اینجا شهرت خداوند تویست کرد و شما میتونید بینید که آن خداوند دوست نداره، خداوند نتونستان شفا بده.
Now here's a principle that you need to know about this.
حالا اینجا یه پرینسیپل هست، نکته مهم هست که باید شما بدونید.
God can look after his own reputation.
خداوند مراقب شهرت خودش هست.
You shouldn't worry about God's reputation.
شما نباید نگران شهرت خداوند باشید.
We shouldn't think, oh, I might pray this person because what if they're healed and they're angry with God or something like that.
شما بگید من برای این شخص دعا نمی‌کنم چون اگه یه وحشت رو پیدا نکنه سر خدا عصبانی میشه.
That's not my problem.
اون مشکل من نیست.
That's God's problem.
اون مشکل خداست.
You understand? That's part of taking a risk.
شما یه ریسک
می‌کنید. You step out of faith.
شما یه قدم برای
من God can look after his own name. This is that.
خداوند مراقب اسم خودش هست، اسم اون.
And the other principle is, I don't worry about my reputation.
و اون نکته مهم دیگه، پرینسیپل دیگه این است که من نگران شهرت خودم نیستم.
Paul says, I would rather be a fool for Jesus.
پولس میگه که من ترجیح میدم که احمق باشم ولی برای خدا.
If people think I'm a fool, that's not a problem.
اگر مراقب میکنم من یه احمقم، مشکلی ندارم.
The point is that God's glory is lifted up.
اینجا نکته مهم شکوه خداوند است.
God often asks us to do things that might make us look a bit foolish.
خداوند همیشه از ما میخواد کاری را انجام بدیم که امکان داره ما خود هم هم از
اون. He often asks us to put our reputations down.
او همیشه اغلب از ما میپرسه که شهرتمون رو زمین بذاریم.
There was once a man I knew, I heard about.
یک بار یه مردی بود من دارم شنیدم.
And he used to wear one of those sandwich boards where you have a board on the front and a board on the back.
Have
you ever seen people that like outside a restaurant, they have a sign on their front, a sign on their back, and they just walk around with
the sign?
And this man, he used to travel around the world with this sign.
و این مرد با اون چیز خودش نشونه
جنهان
حرکت میرفت برای ما و شما فکر میشن نوستن چی باشه
On the front it said, I am a fool for Jesus.
جلوش نمیشته بود من یه احمق هستم برای مسیح
And on the back it said, Who's fool are you?
و در پشتش نمیشته بود تو احمقی هست
I'd rather be a fool for Jesus actually.
من خودم ترجیح میدم که یک احمق برای خدا
باشم. Then be safest fool or the world's fool.
جای اینکه احمق شیطان باشم نه احمق جهان باشم.
Now this story is a beautiful example of how faith works.
این داستان یک مثال بسیار زیبا برای اینکه ایمان چجوری کار میکنه.
Peter with his strong faith in God hears the voice of God.
پتروس با اون ایمان قوی در خداوند صدای خداوند رو میشنوه.
Tell him to tell the man to get up.
که بهش داره میگه که به مرد بود که بلند شد.
And Peter obeys the voice of the Lord.
و پتروس صدای خداوند رو
برمید. He reaches out and takes hold of the man's hand.
و میره به سمتش دست مرد رو میگه.
He needs to say, he puts his faith out there.
و اون ایمانش داره یک رو میذاره اونجا.
It's not just faith in his heart, everyone can see. Peter is relying on God. Peter is relying on God to be true to what he's spoken to him.
Petrus said, "Take him in front of God, برای که نشون بده که درست است بشه."
You can see that it is a kind of a risk in a way, but Peter is—he has the faith to do this.
شما تیمی ببینید در نوع ریسکی پتروس را انجام میده ولی تیمیو
And it's also important that he has authority as well. God never asks you to do something without giving you authority to do it. God never asks you to do something without giving you the ability to fulfill what his word. So if God calls you to do something, you don't need to say, oh, that's not possible for me, I just can't do that, it's too hard.
پس اگه خدا شما صدا میده کاری رو انجام بدید شما نمیتونید
Like, he made a mistake calling me. You should have asked my friend over here. He's just so much better at me than that.
God
says, no, I'm calling you. So the next thing he says, okay, God, this is going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. Let's see what you're
going to
do now.
What's
the next step? That's a good way to respond when God calls you. Put your pride aside. You put your desire to be in control. And you just say, look, God, let's see how this works out. Now, God will call you in your Christian life to exercise faith. He will call you to trust in Him and to step out and do what He's asking you to do. And He'll also give you authority to do that thing that He's asking
you.
He might ask you to do this with your money. To be generous. To give to what God is asking you to give. And for you to say, God, I trust you for my finances. He might ask you to do this in your service, to serve in a way that's new to you. He might ask you to do this with a friend as you share about Jesus with them. You take a risk, you open yourself up and you talk to them about Jesus. When God calls you, He will supply the need to do what He asks. If God had said to me 5 years ago, Mark, I want you to lead an Iranian congregation, I would have said, that's very funny. And then He did! And anyway, He knows what He's doing even if I don't. The other thing to ask about this is, why does God work like this? Why does He work through people? He asks us to step out. To reach out. Maybe you've been in that situation where you knew you just had to cry out to Jesus for help. And He waits for you to cry. Why does He do this? Well, it's God's wisdom. He chooses to work through us. He wants to partner with us. He wants us to walk with Him in His ways. And when He does miracles, that's for His glory. It's for the glory of God. It's not to the glory of the person who prays. It's not Peter who gets the glory in this story. It's God. The name of Jesus. The man is dancing, leaping, and praising God. He gets it. He understands. He's not running around Peter saying, I love you, Peter. He's praising God because God is the healer. Jesus is the healer. These events, these are like signposts that point us to God, the glory of God.
این اتفاقات مثل یک نشانه‌هایی هستند که ما رو به سمت شکر خداوند هدایت می‌کنند.
Someone called these the calling cards of the kingdom of God, like the business cards of the kingdom of God.
یه نفر اینا رو تشبیه می‌کنه به اون کارت ویزیت شکر خداوند.
You know, if you're in business and you see someone, you meet with them, maybe you might give them your business card.
شما این قسمت بیزنس انجام میدین یا خیلی بسیار میبینید و باش ملاقات میکنید درشون کارت بیزنستون رو
بگیرید
حالا من میخوام به کارت به تو بگم که ما در تماس
Now, or if someone brings a parcel to your house and you're not home, they leave a card.
مثلا یه نفر اگر یه جعبه یه برای شما میاد خونه شما خونه سی یه کارت بذار.
You know, on that card I gave Kava is my address.
چیزی که رو میکارم به کابه دادم آدرس هم.
A little bit of information about me.
و یه خود اطلاع دارم.
When God does a miracle, it's like God's card has been given to you.
وقتی خداوند یک موجه از موجزه از جمعیده این بار کارت خداوند رو
شما. And he wants you to make contact with him.
یعنی میخواد که شما باش در تماس باشید.
This is like a pointer to his glory and he's calling you into relationship.
این یک نشونه است، پیکان است به طرف شکوه و میخواد که شما باش در تماس باشید.
God does miracles in our lives because he loves us.
خداوند در زندگی ما هم معجزه انجام میده.
But also because he's calling us into relationship with him.
و همچنین داره ما رو دعوت میکنه به رابطه برقراری با خدا.
And these are like signposts that lead us to Jesus.
و اینا نشانه هایی هستن که ما دارن به طرف مسیح هدایت میکنن.
One of the things I love about the Iranian church is that I know God has done many miracles among you.
یه چیزی که من خیلی دوست دارم برای کلیسای ایران اینه که میدونم که خداوند معجزات خیلی زیادی رو در آن میان شده.
I believe there's lots more ahead as well.
من فکر می‌کنم خیلی بیشتر هم که پیش رو داشته باشه.
And there are lots of leaders in the church.
و خیلی پتروس هستن توی.
Lots of people that God is will give authority and grace and faith to.
خیلی مردم که خداوند به اونها مسئولیت رو میده و اجازه میده که
The next time you feel the prompting of the Lord to pray or to, you know, to speak out in authority, give it a go and see what God will do.
دفعه بعدی که توی دعا کردن یا جلسه نام خداوند به یه مشکل میخوریم یه امتحان بکنیم ببینید چی میشه.
Take the risk.
Risk بکنید.
Remember, iman is spelled R-I-S-K.
یاد داشته باشید که ایمان R-I-S-K تلفظ بشه.
Step out into God's plans for your life.
برید به سمت پلنهای خداوند، برنامه‌های خداوند به سمت اونها.
Let me pray for us.
بسیاری دعا بکنم.
Thank you God, you are a miracle working God. You are a God who does miracles, Lord. Thank you there is power in the name of Jesus. And in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray you stir up this church with gifts of faith, that you would show them your purposes and your ways. You'd give them authority in the issues of their life, that they would hear the Holy Spirit speaking to them. Lord, I pray for an outpouring of apostolic grace and power, that the name of Jesus would be lifted up in this church and in this community, that you'd enable people to take a risk, to step out with what you put in their hands and to put it to work. And Lord, I pray there be many miracles, many accounts and stories that give praise and honor to God, that we would be a church walking in miracles to your glory, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Praise God.